Parashat Ha'azinu. One word on the parasha. Of course, we are still in the days of Teshuvah. Although Kippur is behind us, we still have the 4 days in between Yom Kippurim and Sukkot, which are great days, as we know. And then we have the Sukkot itself. And therefore the words of the prophet, Hosea, are still appropriate. The prophet said, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha. The prophet advised Am Yisrael, Shuva Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha. Because you've stumbled over your sins. And then the prophet says, take some words with you, אמרו כל תסע עוון וכך טוב ונשאד אמה פרים שפתנו. It's interesting to note that the prophet begins in Lashon Yachid and then he goes to Lashon Rabbim. He starts by saying Shuva. Shuva is Lashon Yachid. And then he says in the next line, Veshuvu el Hashem. Then he's talking plural. The Gemara says, "Gedola teshuva shemagat ad kisei kavod." The Gemara says that teshuva is so great that teshuva has the ability to reach the kisei kavod. So the Gemara asks, "How do we know that teshuva reaches the kisei kavod?" So the Gemara quotes the Navi, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elohecha. You see, Teshuva reaches the Kisei HaKavod. Simple pasuk. There was a great rabbi called the Kiddushat Zion. So he asked the question, what, we're lacking pesukim in the Torah on Teshuva that you had to go export a pasuk from Sefer Hosea. The pasuk said in last week's parasha, "Veshavta ad Hashem Elohecha." Veshavta, and you shall return. Veshavta. What can the Gemara say? Veshavta ad Hashem Elohecha. So you see over here, Mikan, that Teshuva Magat at Kisei HaKavod. No, that pasuk for some reason wasn't satisfactory. Veshavta ad Hashem Elohecha wasn't good. The Navi, Shuva Yisrael Elohecha, this already was a better pasuk. That's the Kiddushat Zion's question. The Kiddushat Zion answers what he answers. We have the Kiddushat Zion here. He asked this question in Parashat Nitzavim. Last week's parasha, or 2 weeks ago, whatever it is. So he came along and said, "It says v'shavta ad Hashem Elohecha. Hine b'gemara darshu gedolat teshuva shemagat ad kisei kavod shenema shuva Yisrael." So he says, "What about this pasuk over here?" So he says like this, Hine yeshne mine teshuva. There's two types of teshuva. There's teshuva me'ahava, and there's teshuva me'ir'ah. What's the difference between the two teshuvot? Teshuva me'ir'ah, the sin remains a sin. It just becomes downgraded, right? The sin comes from intentional to unintentional, and you don't get punished for unintentional sins. So But there's something there. Teshuvah Mehava, what does it do? Teshuvah Mehava turns the sins into mitzvot. So he says like this. He says this pasuk over here in Parashat Nitzavim, it says B'shavta ad Hashem Elohecha, and you will repent to God. B'shavta. There it's talking where nobody motivated the person. He did it on his own. The pasuk is saying B'shavta. You're going to do it on your own. So that's talking about Teshuvah Me'ahava. So it's of course Teshuvah Me'ahava reaches the Kiseh HaKavod. I don't need a pasuk. I don't need rabbis to come and tell me that Teshuvah Me'ahava, when it's self-motivated, B'shavta, that's going to reach the Kiseh HaKavod. Whereas in the prophet Hosea, the guy wasn't making Teshuvah till the Nabi scared him after death. The Nabi had to come and say, hey, Rabotai, Shua Yisrael, ki chashalta ba'avonecha, you got problems. So the Hadush is that even Teshuvah Me'ira'ah also reaches Kiseh HaKavod. That's the Hadush. Wow. You would have thought, Teshuvah Me'ira'ah, there's still some sins, and we know that sins don't go next to God. Lo yigurecha ra. Ra cannot go next to God. Kamash ma'alan, that even so, Teshuvah Me'ira'ah. But of course, Teshuvah Me'ahava goes to God. Because Me'ahava is a mitzvah. You have to tell me that a mitzvah goes to the Kiseh HaKavod. The Hadush is that even Averot go to the Kiseh HaKavod. You understand? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu even brings the guy who's not perfect. Because he's not perfect. Teshuvah Me'ahava, he's still not perfect. But Elam says, that's okay. Even if you have some stains on, which king is so humble to allow somebody to come into the palace with some stains on his shirt? Normally the protocol is, they tell the guy, hey, this is over here. They don't let him into the king.
That's what everyone thinks.
That's what they think.
That's what they think.
That's the mistake. So the Kedushat Zion says that even a teshuvah of Shuva, when the prophet had to hit you over the head, he had to scare you after that, you made teshuvah, still, Afa Pichen, Magat Ad Hashem, Shegadol Koach HaTeshuvah Mira'ah. That's the way the Kedushat Zion answer, which is a beautiful answer in itself. But there's other answers as well. In our parasha, Azinu, the pasuk says, "Hal Adonai tigmenu zot, am naval velo hacham." What is this saying over here in this pasuk? So in the beginning of the parasha, there's a big hay over here. Hal Hashem tigmelu zot. This question. God did so much for you. That's how you're paying back. Hal Hashem tigmelu zot. Borei Olam did all the favors for you. And how do you pay him back? Making averot. I'm naval velo hacham. Am Naval, that she says, Sheshakhu et ta'asui lahem. Anybody that forgets the favors that were done to him is called Naval. Am Naval, velo hacham. This is a rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu is giving Am Yisrael. If you look at the Targum, Onkelus says, Ha kodam Adonai atun gamlin da. That's the way you're paying back God. Amad de kabilu oraita. The nation that received the Torah, vela hakimu. Amalakam, you received the Torah. What did the Targum go out of his way over here? Amad de kabilu oraita, the nation that received the Torah, vela hakimu. He's making a big targum over here. The targum is not explaining literally. He said, Am hakam. Am the kabilu uraita. It makes a whole perush on this, understand? Do we have Shulchan Aruch, the big Shulchan Aruch, Isaac, if you could find it, or a Chaim? the first Hilchot Shabbat, the first one of Hilchot Shabbat, maybe it's Or HaChaim Bet, something like that. Over there, there's a Taz in the beginning of Siman Resh Mem Bet. There's a Gemara that says, Kol HaShomer Shabbat Kilchato Mohalim Lo Al Kol Avonotav Afilu Oved Avodah Zarah Kedor Enosh. Even if he worshipped Avodah Zarah like the generation of Enosh, Mohalim Lo Shene'emar Shomer Shabbat Mehallelo. So the Gemara says, Shomer Shabbat, Mahul Lo. Mehallel Lo. Mahul Lo. You understand or no?
Yes.
Forgiven. Let's see if this is the beginning. So over here, he writes in the first Taz. בטור הביא גמרא, כל המשבר שבת כלכתו, אפילו עובד עבודה זרה כאנוש, מוחלים לו. כלמדק. So the tour has a kletaz as a question. היא לא עשה תשובה שבת מימהנה. והיא עשה תשובה שבת למה לי? He asks the question, ממה נפשך? If the guy didn't make the Shuvah, what's the Shabbat going to do for him? And if he made the Shuvah, what do you need the Shabbat? Where does Shabbat come into this picture over here? You understand the question of the Taz? You're telling me, if a guy worships Avodah Zarah, kept Shabbat, mo'alim lo. Did the guy make the Shuvah? Yes. So what do you need Shabbat for? No, the guy didn't make the Shuvah. So he didn't make the Shuvah. You can keep all the Shabbats in the world. It's not going to work. That's the Taz's question. You understand the Taz's question or no? Then he says, "V'nireh de'maydi she'asat teshuva." It's talking about where he made teshuva. Ela de teshuva lo mahani she'im mo'alim lo. You need to have Shabbat also. Din ba'asoto teshuva shomer Shabbat kelchato mahani teshuva she'im nimhal lo. Ah. Huh. I was saying a big hadush over here. You understand? It's not enough teshuvah, I say. The Taz is saying you need teshuvah and you also need Shabbat.
He does teshuvah when he stopped Avodah Zarah.
Yeah, but here we say it's not enough to stop the Avodah Zarah.
You gotta have teshuvah.
It's not enough to have teshuvah. You have to have Shabbat. Anything else? Which means that's the hadush of the Taz, that we don't understand it yet because we understand what is what's going to do with the other. If I open up Maimonides, he tells me teshuvah is verbally confessing my sin, having remorse, accepting it upon myself in the future not to do it. It doesn't say keep Shabbat. And all of a sudden the Taz comes along and says, Rabotai, without Shabbat, it doesn't work, the teshuvah. Therefore, you need to have both. Our rabbis tell us in them is that the letters Shabbat, Shin Bet Tav, is Rashi Tevot. Shabbat Bo Tashuv. Shabbat today, make teshuvah. The word Shabbat itself is the same letters as the word Tashiv. Tashiv Enosh. Addaka. So you see, the word Shabbat, the root of it means to return, to come back. But how does it work over here? So the Mefarshim say, based on the Lashon of a Zohar, the Zohar has a Lashon like this. When it comes to, let's say, a vessel that's made out of pottery, and the vessel became tameh, earthenware vessel that became tameh. What's the only way to purify an earthenware vessel that becomes tameh? Break it. Mikveh doesn't help for an earthenware vessel. So the Gemara says, Shaviratan zuhi taharatan. The breaking of the vessel makes it tahor. Understand? You break it, you put it back together, we got it's tahor. The Zohar HaKadosh is a different language. The Zohar HaKadosh says, by the Jewish people, Asifatan zuhi taharatan. That the tahara of Am Yisrael is when they come together. The asifa, the gatherings of Am Yisrael, brings to them tahara. What does the Zohar HaKadosh mean? During the week, besides this little group over here, we get together because Baruch Hashem, we're lucky. But most people during the week, they're running. Mefuzar umfurad ben amim. The people have to run away to go to work. Because you're able to stay till the end of Alim al Shabayah, and then Vayibrach Yaakov, they run to their. They run to their places of work. It's hard for them to sit in a group in order to study. What day do we have the ability to sit in? Shabbat. Shabbat is an incredible day because we're able to come to Bet Knesset. We pray a little longer tefillah. That's the custom, to pray a little longer tefillah on Shabbat. Today, the people are looking to cut from the tefillah. You cannot pray a shacharit, I don't care who you are, less than 2 hours and 20 minutes, or 2 hours and a half. You cannot, it's impossible. So now we have in the community, everybody's racing. We did shacharit in 1 hour and 45 minutes. I was like, good for you. Good for you. You played tennis for 3 hours, but your shahid was an hour and 45 minutes. So you jogged for 15 for two hours, but your shahid is 1 hour and 45 minutes. And this became the new competition. Which shul can pray faster? The shul that can pray faster. Now, I'm not saying it should be Torah Sibur. It shouldn't be 3.5 hours. I agree. We're not Moroccans. It shouldn't be Timanim where we get out 12:30 on the Shabbat. I agree. But since when did our tradition become that the Hazan takes one breath? And the tefillah is Asir ibn Haman. Boom, we just read it. And if the Azan sings one word, Shabbat, boy, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat. What happened to us? In our community, always Shabbat took 2 hours, 2 hours and 15 minutes. 2 hours and a half, okay. No, now we have new competition. Who was able to get out earlier? Just speed. Where's the Kavanot? Where's everything? No, they're using the same book, but the Hazan's the only one that says all the words. They give the Hazan, they say, you'll be a Shaliyah. Shaliyah, Asibud, you say all the words for us, and they just sit there, turning pages. It's not... Yeah, and the committees get influenced. The committees come to me, they say, Rabbi, you know, there's other shuls that pray an hour and 45 minutes. Not here. They come to me. They finish hour 45. Maybe we'll tell the Hazan. Maybe what the Hazan want? Maybe I have a better idea. Let's just skip Shaharit Musaf. We'll skip the other. I'll save you 2 hours. I got a better idea. We'll have the best shul, Rabotai. An hour shul, zero. Straight to breakfast. Let's not.
No drive, no speech.
No, I don't care about drive speeches. My point is, there's a certain. Certain kavod of the Bet Knesset on Shabbat, where the people come together and they sit in tefillah together. Not each guy runs away in his own. Every 10 guys get together, they come into their basement and they get together and they do the. It's a mitzvah to be besibur beShabbat. Not only besibur beRav Ahmed Ratmelech. It's something we can't do during the week. During the week. These guys have to pray early, first minyan. These guys have to go out, they pray. But on Shabbat, nobody's going anywhere. And therefore, the Hakamim, and I'll show it to you. The Zohar says, Asifatan zuhi taharatan. The purification of the Jewish people is when they get together on Shabbatot, and they're praying with Kavanah, all in one group. And I'll explain to you how it is. During the week, the neshama of a person, because of, you know, all the mundane things he's involved in and all the, you know, the vrehol, his neshama starts to drift a little. By nature. Nothing wrong with the person. You're in the world the whole week. You're not involved in, you know, Torah the whole time. So it's by natural tendency that the neshama is going to drift a little away from its source. If you take, let's say, a small little magnet, and you have the big magnet on top, the small magnet is too small yet for it to attract. It doesn't have enough energy to attract. So you put another magnet next to it, a little bigger, but still doesn't have the kawa. You see it move, it starts to move, but it doesn't have enough energy. You put another little magnet next to it, it starts to... The bigger the magnet on the other side, after a certain point when the magnet becomes very strong, all of a sudden by itself, boom! It jumps to the magnet that's on top. You understand? The Zohar Kadosh writes that everybody has two parts of their neshama. Half the neshama is in heaven, and half the neshama is in your body. And there's a connection between the two neshamot. The neshama aliyona and the neshama tachtona. But during the week what happens, the neshama tachtona moves out of its position a little, moves further away. And it loses its connection and drop. So now what do we have to do? We have to try to connect it again. But what? The neshama, since it's out of its position, it's weak. So it's not able to... So what do? When we come in a sibur, we're taking all the neshamot, and we're putting the neshamot together, and we're putting the neshamot together, Now it already becomes a big magnet. Now all of a sudden together, boom! The neshama goes right back to its original position. So therefore the kedusha of the asifa that we make on Shabbat, besides the Devarei Torah, besides all the other, you know, the drinks and all the good food that we have, it's all beautiful, I don't say no. But we don't even realize that by in our attendance to the Bet Knesset on Shabbat, the neshama is able to reconnect. You know, it's like you take one flame, and then you take another flame, you keep on adding. It becomes big. Or like the lights, light stroke. The same thing. The neshamot, when they come together, you see bodies together. We don't see this part of it. You see, we don't have X-ray vision. So when we come into the Bet Knesset, we say, oh, there's 200 people sitting. But if the Mekubalim would walk into the Bet Knesset, they see 200 magnets. They see 200 fires. And they see each fire over here, as the shiur is going on, is starting to connect with each other. And there's camaraderie amongst the people. There's ahdut amongst the people. Asifatan zuhi taharatam. Everybody's joining each other. All of a sudden, the neshamot, and all of a sudden, by the end of the shiur, boom, that's why a person feels close. It's not only because of the Devarei Torah. The fact that they're coming together on Shabbat is able to bring them back to their original position. You understand the point over here? It's a very, 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 it says, Matzah minit mino v'chozer v'ni'ur. Each neshama finds its friend, v'chozer v'ni'ur, and then it becomes aroused. It becomes reawakened. And all of a sudden, it goes back to its original place. That's a very great value of the Shabbat. There was a great rabbi, he's called the Tzemach David. The Tzemach David was a Sephardi rabbi from Saloniki. Rav Hida talks about him in Shema Gedolim. It's a big rabbi, he says. Tzemach David from Saloniki. So the Tzemach David says a big Hiddush. She never heard this Hiddush before, but he says that the only way a person is able to get neshama yetera on Shabbat if he's praying with a minyan on Shabbat. He says, if a person doesn't come to the Bet Knesset on Shabbat and he reads the whole Siddur at home, no neshama yetera. What's your proof? Go see what he says his proof is. This is what he says. We understand now what he's saying. Because the whole inyan of the neshama yitera is only be able to activate when you're with a kahal. that we're able to draw the extra kedushah. The sibur creates a certain energy that's specifically on Shabbat. So when a person walks into the Bet Knesset on Shabbat, that's when he receives the neshama yetera. That's when already he receives the extra upgrade. Now, if you look in the Humash, Rabotai, do we have a Humash over here? Sure, let's see if we have any more.
So you should pray all the time in a big group.
On Shabbat. With people, sibur, of course, big room, but
up at the corner,
exactly,
yeah.
Big room of decent people, not big room of noise.
Yeah, big room of noise,
and of course, better to pray with 10 people, no noise. Better to pray with a big sibur about, but the decorum, of course. But of course, that's the whole kinyan of Shabbat. I'll prove it to you. If you look in in Parashat Vayakel. That's the name of the parasha, by the way, Vayakel. What does the word Vayakel mean?
Yeah.
Exactly, assembled. And Moses assembled. It's the only time until this point that it says the word Vayakel. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah, Vayakel. Except over here. What was he assembling then? Vayakel Moshe et kol adat b'nei Yisrael. Wow. He made a big assemblage. Vayomer aleihem, ele hadevarim asher siva Hashem na'asot otam. These are the items. Ele hadevarim, these are the items. What are the items? Sheshet yamim ta'aseh melacha, ubayom ha-shivi'i yeh lachem kodesh. The only time it says vayakel, all the other laws, what does it say? Vaydaber Adonai Moshe lemor, vaydaber Adonai Moshe lemor. When it comes to Shabbat, vayakel. That Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to teach you that the key of the Shabbat is that it has to be done back here. You cannot do Shabbat alone. Stam in your four amot and you make a beautiful Shabbat. And the energy and the kohot of the Shabbat happens when you are part of a kahal, when you're part of a sibur. Vayakel Moshe. Understand? And therefore, not only that, it says on Shabbat something happens. The neshamot of Am Yisrael start to elevate, gradually, of course, like we always learned. Friday night, one level. Shabbat morning, another level. Shabbat afternoon, ooh, that's the apex, that's the zenith. You reach the, in Arabic, they say the spitz. Eli, tell them what in Arabic spitz means. There we go. The summit, exactly, the summit. Spitz, Yiddish spitz.
That's what I would like to say. You know Yiddish, you know Arabic.
So there, how do you say in Arabic, the summit? No, they don't know the word. They're the top point there, the high point.
And the peak.
The peak, how do you say it in Arabic?
Ras al-Jabal,
no? Ras al-Jabal, the top of the mountain?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the top of the mountain. So that's Shlishi. And that's why we say, yeah, that's the right way, top of the mountain. And then we say in the Tefillah al-Shaharit, Ubayom ha-Shivi'i, Ubayom ha-Shivi'i, Nit'alla, V'yashav al kisei kivodo. There's aliyah on Shabbat. U'bayom ha-shiv'in et Allah. There's a tremendous aliyah on Shabbat. And all of a sudden, even the Borei Olam, normally all week long he sits in one office, a different room. On Shabbat, since the whole world is going higher, kivyachol, even the Borei, u'bayom ha-shiv'in et Allah, he goes higher because he has to greet the people. So the people are now going to different chambers. So Borei Olam is the balabait of the world. So Borei Olam says, "Bayom Hashemayin it Allah v'yashav al kisei kavod." He goes inside to the kisei kavod because that's where Am Yisrael is on Shabbat. You understand? Based on this, Rabotai, we understand the Pesukim in the Haftarah of Shuvah that I told you. The Prophet originally came to Am Yisrael, and the Prophet was talking to the individual. The Prophet told the individual, Yabo, individual, Shuvah Yisrael ad Hashem Elohecha. You have to make the Shuvah. Okay, so he's Atati Abiti Pashati. But that's not enough. What did he tell them? Kihu Imachem Devarim. What's Devarim? ויאמר עליהם אלה הדברים אשר סיבה אדוני לעשות אותם ששת ימים תעשה מלאכה קחו עמכם דברים. You must take the דברים. And then what does it say? ושובו. That's plural. Which means your teshuvah cannot be done in private. ושובו אל השם. It can only be done with a סיבור. And when is that? That's of course on Shabbat. Then the Teshuvah begins privately during the week. But you need to have a Shabbat in order to finish the process, because otherwise your neshamot remains distant. You cannot bring the magnet back on its own because it doesn't have enough force. So you need each le'er yomar hazak. Each guy comes along and strengthens himself. And they will start the process. Shuvah Hashem, Shuvah Yisrael. But then Shuvah has to turn into Shuvu. The shuvu has to be a communal item, plural item. Kihomechem devarim. That's the devarim of Ela devarim. The pasuk is saying over here. Now, Rabotai, David, could you find me in the Navi, the prophet Hosea? I need Pirush Rashi. I know you're going to look at the easiest position, but in the back we have a Tanakh. In the Tanakh, it says, "Kihu imachem devarim, v'kach tov." So take devarim, v'kach tov. You have Rashi in there? Oh, do we have it in the Navi? Oh, I don't know. The Hoka has it beautiful. Isaac, you read it for me. What does it say in the Navi on the words v'kach tov? Take good. V'kach tov. Second pasuk, thank you, Rohan. Emru kihomechem devarim. Emru kol tesa avon. Emru kol tesa avon means all of the sins are forgiven, which is perfect what we said. Because didn't we say if you keep Shabbat, all of your sins are forgiven? That's what the pasuk says. Kihomechem devarim. Take with the words of the Meshuvu together. Emru kol tesa avon. And with the zechut of the Shabbat, that is able to forgive all of the sins. Now what it says, v'kach tov. What does that mean, v'kach tov? Third interpretation. Kabel hoda'am itanu. Tov and kotirashi is kach tov. We're telling God, please accept our confession. Kach hoda'am itanu. Accept our confession. Shneimar.
Tov lehodot
Hashem. Oh, tov lehodot Hashem. It's good to confess to God. So we're saying to Borei Olam, take the good item. What's the good item? Tov lehodot. And what's the first thing we say on Shabbat Friday night? Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbat, Tov Lehodot. We're saying on Friday night, that's the Kach Tov. The Kach Tov is the Tov Lehodot Lashem, to come and make confession to God. And how do we learn that? You remember when, who wrote the Mizmor Shili Yom Shabbat? Adam and Rishon. Adam. When did Adam write it? After he ate from the tree, so he was crying and he was all upset and all that stuff. And then Cain made a avon also. So Cain made teshuvah. Anyway, Adam saw Cain and said, what's going on with your avon? He said, I made teshuvah and I made a deal with God. How'd you do it? I confessed and Borei Olam made me a deal. So Adam and Ishon, when he heard that, he got excited. So he says, and when did they have this conversation? They had this conversation on Shabbat, it says. So therefore, Adam and Ishon wrote a pizmon. He says, Mizmor Shili Yom HaShabbat, today's a great day, Yom HaShabbat. What did I learn today from my son Cain? Tov lehodot lehashem. It's good to confess. Hey, my son made the biggest avon. He killed one quarter of the world's population. And he made a deal. Tov lehodot lehashem. And therefore the Navi is telling you, kihur machem devarim. You have to take the ele devarim, the Shabbat. And what? Emru kol tisa avon. If you have the Shabbat, then all the sins are forgiven like we learned in the Taz. But how? Vekach tov. Mazekach tov? Tov lehodot lehashem. You have to ask God for forgiveness. And that's the inyan, the mikubalim say, that on Shabbat, Erev Shabbat, you're supposed to make teshuvah. Erev Shabbat. There's different times of the year you're supposed to make teshuvah. Erev Shabbat. The tefillat mincha of Erev Shabbat is a very special tefillat mincha. Although we don't say anna. But there's big kavanot in order to clean the week. So you go into Shabbat proper in order that you're able to reach the levels that we're supposed to reach on Shabbat. Now watch this. What does the Pasuk say? The Pasuk says like this. We learned that there's three ingredients for Teshuvah. We learned kol, tzom, mamon. Remember that?
Yeah.
Kol is tefillah, tzom is fasting, and mamon is flus. You have to pay for the teshuvah. You have to pay for everything.
Kol is confessing.
Kol, yeah. Kol is confessing. Tefillah. Kol is the tefillah, teshuvah, same thing, right? The confessing. Tzom, the fast. And then mamon. The aliyot, whatever we do on the... It's called tzom mamon. That's the key, Rabotai. And I told you already that the kol equals 136. Kol vav lamed is 136. Tzom equals 136 also. Sadi vav mem. Mamon also equals 136. To show you, they're all equal. They're all equal. Which is more important? You need all three. But the guy fasts 25 hours, and the guy says the five tefillot. But when it comes to the mamon, mafi, the mamon is a different gematria. The mamon equals zero.
Without a
vav. No, without a vav, without a mem, and without a mem. Without any letters. Otiyot, hasir min hasefer. You have to keep it equal. It's all equal. 136, 136, 1. Now, what's 136 times 3?
408.
408 is exactly the correct answer, which is gematria zot. Zayin alifta. So the pasuk is saying like this. Exactly. Pasuk says in Parashat Azir, this we go back to our pasuk. Hal Adonai tigmilu zot. You think you're just going to give God the zot? You think you're just going to do the kol, the tzom, and the mamon? That's all you want to give God? You think that's teshuvah, just giving a fast day? Saying the five tefillot of Kippur? Bowing down on the floor, saying Baruch Shem a few times? Give a few dollars to the yeshiva? Hal Adonai tigmilu zot? You think that that's the only thing that's going to get you out? Am naval, you fools, velo hacham. Rabotai. When God was giving the Torah to Am Yisrael, God wanted to give the Torah on a Friday. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He said, no, we cannot give the Torah on a Friday. He delayed it. Why did he delay the Torah to Shabbat? Because on that day of Shabbat Matan Torah, all 600,000 people were by the mountain. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to establish a minhag that on Shabbatot, you need to have asifa. You need to have the people together because that's part of the tikkun. Not each guy does what he wants. You need to be part of the kahal. You need to be part of the... So Moshe Rabbeinu had to make an inyan. There's no inyan to get together on Friday. We're not Arabs. The inyan is to get together on Shabbat. So he made sure that Matan Torah is on Shabbat. And God agreed with him. Oh, and therefore, what does the pasuk say? Am naval velo hacham. What does Targum say? Amad de kabilu oraita. The nation that received the Torah. When did you receive the Torah?
on Shabbat. And how did you receive the Torah? But all the people, it's not enough called Tzomamon. You need Shabbat. I'm the Kabilu Oraita. Remember Matan Torah. That means Teshuvah without Shabbat doesn't go.
Doesn't go.
Because your neshama has to get closer and you need the energy of all the neshamot to bring it close. And therefore the Torah is telling you, Halashem tigmenu zot. You think you can only give God the zot, the kol tzom and the mamon? Wow. You think that's enough to give God? Am naval velo acham. You forgot. Amad de kabilu oraita. You forgot the day we received the Torah was the Shabbat. And therefore without that, it doesn't have koah. Oh, so that's what already it said in the original, in the Taz. The Taz was right when he said, even if a person's worshipping Avodah Zarah, but if he doesn't keep the Shabbat, it's not. So he asked, if you make Teshuvah, what do you need Shabbat? And if you didn't make Teshuvah, so Shabbat's not going to help you. So what do you answer? You need both. And now he answered, you do need both. You need Teshuvah, called Tzom Mamon, but you need the Shabbat. What part of the Shabbat? Asifatam, Zohi Taharatam. You need the group. What do you think when you come together on Shabbat, it's Stam? You think when we're sitting together in the Habura? Listen, the traditions that we've established in our Bet Knesset are very, very, very powerful. Not every Bet Knesset has this secrets of making the Shabbat like it's supposed to. Yeah, the Shabbat, everybody runs out. Everybody knows. The Tefillah and then the Asifa. And over the Asifah, there's the Devre Torah, and they come, Vayakel Moshe, they come. What are they coming for? They're coming for Tahara. They're coming to purify themselves. They're coming to get Mechilat Avonot. They're coming to, that's a weekly service. And that brings the people's neshama very, very close. Amad de Kabilu Oraita. That being said,
if you sit in the room, you fast, you pray, and you give money alone, has no value.
No, don't say no value.
But no value.
It's incomplete. On the test, they say incomplete. You did something. Ah, sorry, the guy did it.
Okay,
incomplete. We want perfection.
You need to be part of the
Kahal. That's the whole thing. Part of the Kahal. On Shabbat. That's why the Navi says, Shuvah Yisrael. Yes, to yourself. Kol, Tzom, Mamon. But then Vishuvu. Vishuvu. How? Kach Tov. Tov Neodot Hashem. That's Ela Devarim, that's the Shabbat. Very important item. The people have to be aware of that. So Baruch Hashem, if you're part of it, hold on to your seat. Don't give up your seat for anything. You're sitting in a mikveh, you're sitting in a tara. Mashallah, the ladies, the same thing. The Kiddushah, the Shabbat, Asifah, Shabbat. You have 6 days to do anything you want. 6 days, go scatter all over, go fly all over. Shabbat, the Bet Knesset. Even a few hours in the Bet Knesset on Shabbat has tremendous value. But what? Let me tell you the value. The value of Asifah, Rabotai. The value of the Asifah is tremendous. In the I think it's in the Azam al-Bishbahim from Rabbeinu Wa'ari that we say one of the moments over there. What do we say over here? Rabbi, 100%. There was a Rabbi Twersky. Rabbi Twersky once said that he wrote 84 books. So somebody asked him, how does a man write 84 books? He said, I didn't write 84 books. I wrote one book 84 times. We mean it's the same principles over and over again, just different. The same thing. You're using the same principles and you're applying them in different principles. Maybe it's in the in the yeah, maybe the daytime. Now these I wrote songs that we sing before lunch, before Seudah Shlishit. Huh? Now Yom Zayisah we sing in the what do you call it? In the
Bakashot.
Yeah.
Of people creating their own.
Bidiyuk, it's growing. Bidiyuk, but again, there's a reason why we have Batei Knesiyot. There's a reason why we have the reason for everything. This wasn't a mistake. Somebody established this. If they wanted to establish a different system, they would have made a different system. I didn't make the Bet Knesset. This is already my grandfather's made Bet Knesset. My great grandfather had Bet Knesset. Moshe Rabbeinu made Bet Knesset. So today you want to reinvent a system to make it more convenient. You have to ask the Sanhedrin to start making new systems over here. Not everybody can do over here. Anyway, in one of the lines over here, he's talking about over here the Seudah Shabbat. And then in Seudah Shlishit, let's see the third one if I could find it. Otherwise, I'll just tell you what they say. They say over here the Shem Yehud, that's a good one. Shem Yehud never hurt anybody. Anyway, they compare the Shabbat to the Ketoret. There's Pesukim that they have for it. Anyway, the Ketoret, if you look at the Ketoret, there's 11 spices in the Ketoret. And one of the spices in the Ketoret is called Halbena. And the Halbena is a terrible smell, the Halbena. It says it's a very, very foul odor, the Halbena.
So the Temelim
Halbena, that's Halbe. No, Halbe is...
it's good.
Halbe is very sharp.
Halbe is...
Yeah. And it's hot. Yes.
That's great.
You're smelling.
Oh, that's what it is.
What the Iraqi
have?
Okay, I wouldn't brag about it. I'm saying, what are you bragging? The point is over here.
Stay there, you
smell. If you buy me Shabbat, you know what to make.
Don't you have curry also? The Indians, you have curry also. Oof. So now, the explanation is like this. So the rabbis all ask, Halbenan de Ketoret? Why would you put a smelly Halbena in the Ketoret? They should pick the 11 most delicious fragrance. No, they pick the smelliest one. So the Gemara says that when you put the Halbena in the Ketoret, together with the other spices, it becomes good. The Halbena becomes good. That's an amazing hadush. Halbena on its own is bad. But when you put it with the rest of the spices, and how many spices you have to put it with? With 10. You have to put it with a minyan. When you put the halbena with the minyan, even the halbena which is rotten, becomes good. I told you.
That's why we don't smell you.
That's it. We're part of the minyan. But nobody leave. Nobody leave. Now I told you, Chaim Baruch used to tell us a story once of a rabbi that was in the Knesset, and there was 9 people, and the Rasha walked in. So the Rasha walked in. So somebody tells him, Hakam, it's the 10th. The rabbi says, wait. So he got offended. Wait. So he tells the rabbi, Hakam, even the halbena is in the Ketoret. So the rabbi said, that's why there's 11 spices. Yeah, they need an extra. But what do you see him over here? That the power of a sibur is so great that even a guy that walks into the Rasha, Asifatan zoi taharatan. The Asifa is able to purify. So the Hatam Sofer says like this. We're going to shake the lulav Be'ezat Hashem in a couple of days. There's 4 species in the lulav. Lulav, Hadas, Araba. And each one of these items represents another type of Jew, the Hachamim say. The Etrog is a tzaddik. It has a good smell, has a good taste, has a good look. That represents the tzaddik. It's perfect. That's the etrog. And then you have the lulav. The lulav has a good taste. The palm tree has the dates. But there's no smell. You have the hadas, has a smell, but no taste. That represents Jews. One guy has Torah, but no mitzvot. One guy has mitzvot, but not so much. But at least the Arava, the Gemara says, lo ta'am velo reyah. The Arava represents what? The Rasha. So what did you put, why would you put him part of the group? The explanation is when you put him part of the group, it becomes good also. Even the Arava, but what? On the last day of the Hajj, once you separate the Arava, now let's say Habib, Habib, Velabari. Understand the difference? Once you separate from the Sibur, let's say that you want to do this on your own? Good, you're a Rasha. Put it back with the other three, you're a tzaddik, you're fine. We don't even judge you. You're fine. You're with the Sibur. In Sibur Ani, the Sibur is all good. But once you want to separate them, now you break his head. Habib, Habib, Vela Barik, you make sure there's no leaves left on the Arabah. You kill him till he's gone. Susu Hamma used to tell us, that's why we call the congregation Sibur. Sibur is Rashi Tevot. Tzaddikim, Benonim, Vereshaim. That's Sibur. That the Sibur is a combination of all of the different type of Jews. And that's the greatness that we have when it comes to Shabbat. On Shabbat, Kol Abba Baruch Abba. Even the guy who doesn't come during the week, he comes on Shabbat. וביום השביעי נתעלה וישב על כיסא כבודו. That's why it says, and I conclude with this, the original question of the Kedushat Zion. The Kedushat Zion asks, why did they learn גדולת תשובה שמגעת עד כיסא הכבוד from the Pasuk of Hosea? They could have learned it from the Pasuk of ושבת עד השם אלוהיך. Because since this Pasuk of Shuva is talking about Shabbat, and Shabbat it says, וביום השביעי נתעלה וישב על כיסא כבודו. So therefore they said, גדולה תשובה of Shabbat, שמגעת כיסא הכבוד. On the תשובה of Shabbat, God changed the seat, God sitting on כיסא הכבוד. גדולה תשובה on Shabbat, שמגעת עד כיסא הכבוד. That you don't get from the other Pasuk. That you get from Vishuvu El Hashem, that's the Shuvu of Teshuvah Ba'asifa. And therefore, the Inyan of Shabbat Tashiv, the Inyan of the Shabbat, so we're lucky. The Borei Olam gave us another Shabbat in between. Usually you don't get it. Usually already Sukkot. Borei Olam gave us a bonus. He gave us another Shabbat, just in case we still have some work to finish on Yom Kippur before we come into Sukkot, in order to come and make another, one more Asifa, one more gathering. In order to make the final tikkun, no coincidence that the Hachamim were very wise, and they referred to the Hag HaSukkot when we take all the species together, they called it Hag HaAsif. So everybody says Hag HaAsif because you're gathering all the wheat from the field. No, Hag HaAsif, you're taking the lulav and the etrog and the hadas arava. If you're putting all the congregation together and you're tying it up over there, and there's Hagasif. And that's the final tikkun of the high holidays. You know, we should be zocher to be Shomer Shabbat, and that's what it means, kol Shomer Shabbat kehilchato, meaning with a minyan, not in the basement, kehilchato, the right way, according to the tradition. Baruch Adonai Olam, Amen, 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 Amen. So I was going to say, לפיכך ארבע להם תרוסו שני מרפס מעצתכו בתורה וידיש.
אמן. 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 אמן.